welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Blue.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, everybody?
It's good. How are you?
I'm feeling great.
Oh,
you got lucky on that one.
Yeah. Now, to anybody just tuning in, Jay doesn't hate Krishma as a player. He just realized early on she wasn't going to win, and she was his winner's pick. So he just wants to get extra points.
Let's be fair to her. She's a terrible player.
Because here's the thing. Obviously, I thought I liked her as a player and everything because I picked her to win the game. But once I knew she was going to win the game, I was like, I need her out so I can pick somebody different and have an actual chance at winning the tally game. So,
why they wanted her out, I still don't understand.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid. Once you saw Nora, like, clearly blew up plans again, I don't understand why you don't take her out right there.
Dean's a little guilty of it, too.
Yes.
But Dean's done that. I mean, okay, so is that good gameplay on Dean's part? Because he also blew up Kelly's plans too, right? Or didn't blow him up, but wasn't loyal because she saved Dean.
That's very true. That's very true. Look at you pulling references from a few weeks ago.
But what Dean I don't understand is now he's still on the bottom.
I know, but
yeah,
now
he's got Tommy. Now Tommy's going to like help him out a bit.
Yeah, they're like broing it up. Like, bro.
I guess.
You even vote, bro? You even tally the votes, bro? Do you have an idol, bro? You idol, bro, right, bro? Yeah, bro. I bro it up, bro. That'll be next season's Survivor. Survivor, Bro Island.
Does Tommy teach an all-girl school?
I don't know.
Because he said something yesterday that
think he teaches at an all-girls school.
Because he said, yeah, I'm acting like one of my fourth-grade girls.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, it just means that there's girls in his fourth-grade class.
But why would he choose a girl? Not.
I know, because it's a little bit sexist.
Again, he's
going to
be coming back next season, Survivor Bro Island. He's a great candidate for Survivor Bros.
I just said, I go, well, when you got Dan there, I guess that's a buffer.
That's a good point, Jack. I didn't even pick up on that. Yeah. Why has he got to single out the girls?
I know nowadays you can't say stuff like that. So it's like,
Can I just say one of the
biggest... Oh, God. You know, it was so awkward watching Dan's son come out.
Yeah.
And knowing that Dan's son has probably watched this season. Ooh.
Well, you had that. And then you did have Karishma, because wasn't it earlier this season where she was talking about how it's an arranged marriage and she might want to leave her husband? So I don't know if emotional she was like, I really love you, I promise.
I promise, since I'm not going to win the $1 million.
I can't leave you.
You see your Ponderosa video?
I did not. Is it?
Yeah, no, I almost fell asleep.
Oh.
Again,
she's just, she's a nice person, but I just not very interesting.
Yeah, and it's a shame, too, because I feel like, you know, she's a trial lawyer. Right?
I bet you she's an interesting person in real life.
I feel like
broken down by the elements.
She said, was it on the show or on the Ponderosa that she's glad she tried it, but she would never do it again because it wasn't her thing.
Yeah, because I think the braving the elements didn't work for her, and I guess she never really got her gameplay together because it's a shame because I feel like. And that's what I saw in her kind of pre-video, that she's obviously incredibly intelligent. She's obviously people savvy, right?
Yeah.
I think her being so miserable on the island kind of took away her people savviness because, you know, and she got really kind of ticked off with the young people. And so it's a shame because I feel like there was a lot of potential there, and there obviously was because the producers picked her to be on the show. So it's sad that we never really got close to what Karishma's potential was because there was just elements there. There was moments where she had these kind of kick-ass moments. But then on the whole, I think it was – and she'd probably admit it was kind of a disappointing performance probably compared to what
she said she was miserable from day one.
And she showed it.
It just wasn't her thing. She was miserable. She just – and, you know, and she didn't – I don't think she did enough to make – connection with everybody.
Well, also though, it's not fair because people like Nora, like they were bitches to her. Like, Nora was absolutely awful to her.
Well, Nora doesn't like people that sit around and don't do anything. And Karishma doesn't help herself by sitting around not doing anything.
I think so, also Karishma...
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying when you're doing all the work and someone just keeps sitting there and complaining, yeah, I'd probably say something too.
I don't know. It looked ugly.
Well, but again, Nora's Nora. Like, again, I'm surprised.
She goes off on everybody.
She's an equal opportunity jerk.
Yeah.
But yeah, so again... I'm thankful that I get to pick a new winner because now maybe I have a chance against you guys. but excited to be here and talk about the episode we missed last week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. But I did not see the episode, but Colleen and Jack, do you guys want to at least talk a little bit about last week's episode? Colleen, I know you said it was an amazing episode.
I didn't say it was amazing, but I thought it was a really good episode last week, actually.
It definitely picked up from it needed to get going again.
Yeah, the Lauren stuff on Island of the Idols was great. We had a lot of great Rob and Sandra moments last week in general with the chicken biting her finger. It bit my finger.
The chicken bit my finger.
Yeah.
And then did get the papaya. The tribal council was interesting. A lot of people said because Lauren had found an idol, but she played it. I thought, well, she made the right, even though she didn't get a vote, she made a right move because everybody put all the votes on Karishma.
Right. And she must
all
have
known. It had taken was one person to put one on Lauren.
Yep.
She did the right move.
And I bet you because she had those tensions with Karishma earlier that day that it was a fair guess to say, she might be coming for me if she wants to take me out because we've had these issues. So, but Elizabeth,
I think it was Christy said on Crazy Hank said that why didn't Karishma work with Elizabeth and say, okay, I have an idol. Don't tell anybody. They're putting all the votes on me. Let's vote Dan out. Let's vote
Tommy out.
Let's vote Tommy out. Instead of just being individuals, again, that's where it comes down to Karishma's gameplay. Mm-hmm. Where I don't think, you know, I think she wanted to stay, but did she really want to stay?
Not really.
So I think she was ready to go home, but anyway, I just thought it was, that's why play an individual. At that point, you have the idol, you're going to be safe, but the next week you're voted out.
Yeah, that's a good point. I also kind of wondered that. I was very surprised that the two of them, because they were talking on the hammock just fine. I was very surprised that they didn't kind of pair up because Karishma, you know, she needed any ally she could get at that point, and Elizabeth did not have any allies left, right?
No, except for Elaine. She was on the bottom, so it's like they're both on the bottom. You think they would have said, all right, let's put our two votes on Tommy.
Right.
I'll play my idol. Don't tell anybody. They'll all vote for me. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Tommy goes home, and then you're breaking up the Lauren-Tommy connection.
And I honestly think that I'm more surprised that they didn't come for Lauren or Tommy, which just goes to show how much, and I guess they're kind of running the table right now.
Yeah, Dan said in this episode, the newest episode, we don't want to get down where everybody wants to take Karishma as the goat in final three.
They want to take Nora. Yeah.
Well, I get that, but still, it's like, okay, she can't win, so we're gonna keep someone in that can win.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't understand that logic. I think Dan's trying to control people. He wants everyone to vote his way.
Yep.
And him saying that was him saying, let's get Karishma out because I've already got Nora in my hip pocket for myself.
I don't know. Dan can just go F himself. So this episode started with the family visit.
Not my favorite, but it's okay.
I don't know. Maybe so. That E.T. commercial that came out like last week, just hit me in the heartstrings, like bawled like a baby. And then I watched E.T. and I've just been really emotional since that commercial. And I cried like a lot during that.
Yeah, I saw that you cried during the commercial. So it's no Field of Dreams. I mean, I don't get the.
I think it's probably different for you.
I mean, it was a well done commercial. I liked the commercial. It's well done, but I don't understand why the kids are still pedaling the bikes. when they're flying.
So again,
you think you've learned over 25 years. You don't have to pedal the bike, kids.
I had that exact same thought, and I went through a process in my head, and because I swear to God, when we watched it, I was like, "Why are they still pedaling?"
Because you're just kind of like, "That's what
I think that they're just worried that they might, if they don't pedal it to keep it going, like they'll still lose the inertia and fall."
Anyway, I'm just saying. So
it's ET the one that's the reason they're flying. You don't need to pedal the bike.
I have been very emotional since that commercial, and I was emotional in this because it's always sweet.
Because I know you didn't like my chili joke today. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's exactly what I hear after I've eaten a whole bunch of chili.
I did delete it. I said I thought it was funny. But if you saw what happened to me today, it looked like I got chili spilled all over myself, all over the couch.
Yeah, that was Zach every damn day he had a poop explosion.
But I didn't have to. I'm just sitting there, I guess, going, "Dude, you stink." And I'm feeding them. I was like, "Where's my hand wet?" I go, "Oh my God."
Okay, wait. How did we get here?
Because it's the first time
he put his chili on that I said.
You've literally never been poop exploded on. You used to watch Zach all the time. The kid poop exploded today, and he's 5 and a half.
Gigi did most of the diaper changes back.
Yeah, I didn't. I never got pooped exploded on. I don't think I've ever been pooped exploded on.
It's poop exploded.
I cleaned it up.
Please use the correct vernacular.
But I
no poop.
But I today was oh my God! And the kid, he's looking at me laughing. I said, "It's not funny."
I think it's funny.
It's kind of funny.
All right, moving on. What did we think about the they kind of change
yeah,
up a
sorry.
Little bit every year? The challenge was good, I thought, in terms of like everyone
I
was kind
loved,
of in it. And
I love the family visit. I thought everybody's people were great.
What about Jeff when he goes to Lauren? Why Matt?
Yeah, I know. It's like, okay, did you spend some time with him and are not impressed? Or
yeah. it was an awkward.
You're clearly out of his league, Lauren. What are you doing with him?
Jeff, how did your talk show not make it? Why Jeff? I don't get it.
Oh my God, that's so true.
I'm surprised.
It was an awkward. I just said, and because Matt just kind of looked at him like, "Shut up, Jeff."
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And is it Lana? Could they be twins?
They're very similar, but she's clearly younger.
Oh, I didn't think they looked anything alike.
I go, my God, they're sisters, that's for sure.
Definitely sisters, but I didn't think they looked identical.
I know, Jay cried during the whole family visit. And then when when Elaine's girlfriend came at the end and was like, "Her youngest is my best friend," Jay was like, "Bah!"
I told you, okay, since the ET commercial, I've been very emotional.
So whenever Jay's feeling down.
Why don't you go watch a Rocky? No, because Rocky has some sad moments in it.
No, Rocky, whenever. I cried at the end of Rocky.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of a movie that's go watch The Longest Yard or something like that, the original. Deliverance.
I need to find, because usually like ET, the movie, is like I cry. It's like a cathartic, like.
You cried on the ride.
I know. Well, that's like more like because I was like really afraid of rides at the time. But maybe I'll watch Field of Dreams again. Like I need a really good cry to kind of get it out of my system.
Yeah, Field of Dreams, or you can watch. What's the one? Brian Song? Have you ever seen Brian Song?
Eh, kind of boring. I mean, I get it's emotional, but
anyway, whenever Jay feels down, he watches Rocky.
No,
not Rocky. When he watches ET.
E.T., yeah.
So sometimes Jay will be like kind of in a luck funk, and I'll be like, "Do we need to put E.T. on? Like, what level are we at here?" you updated your computer and GarageBand and iMovie doesn't work anymore. What level are we at?
Yeah, well, it's just somehow that commercial has broken me because it's like closed the loop on the E.T. story, and now it's like, okay, I need to, I don't know how to fix me.
I said, great commercial, but I don't think I cheered up once.
It's about how he looks at Elliot, and then like Elliot turned out okay, you know. And it's like
were we worried about Elliot? Was there gonna be a problem with Elliot?
The whole like subtext is his dad like ran away with this other girl to Mexico, and you know the family's kind of like struggling. And E.T. comes into his life and then, like, kind of, you know, has this connection with somebody.
Yeah, but the family made a
fortune. Okay, can we get back to Survivor?
The family made a fortune on Reese's Pieces. So
then he comes back, 30-some-odd years later, and almost 40 years later, and then Elliot turned out all right, right? Because you worry probably as a kid, you know, am I going to make the same mistakes as my parents, or am I going to like learn from him? And he learned from him, and it's just, it really connects.
Well, his kids, but Elliot's kids are about the same age he is. He was at the time, sure. Right? So there's no chance that there's still time for Elliot to run out to Mexico.
I guess so. But in terms of in my mind, Elliot turned out okay, and it really hit me.
Because he could be thinking, okay, the kids went off with Elliot, with E.T.
Okay, Survivor, guys.
Right out the door right now.
But there is moments, like, as a parent where I, like, empathize with the dad's, like, going out to get cigarettes and never comes back. I was like, I get him now. I really
do. Yeah, I'm going to go and pack a cigarette. You don't smoke. I'm starting.
Yeah. Anyways, all right.
Comment. I was that way. I was that way today. I said, yeah, as a grandpa, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get some cigarettes. You guys stay here.
Are you coming back?
It was a long day.
All right. Anyways, Colleen, move us along. Sorry.
I'd rather have spent the day with Nora.
Well, so
okay.
Nora
all right.
Gets
that's
here.
A lot.
Nora gets slighted here, and what we all
okay. First of all,
happens.
Nobody gets slighted when they don't get picked for the family
visit.
But
you know, Nora's
but
gonna
I
feel slighted.
And I actually tweeted. I was like, "Oh boy, we're gonna be headed for a massive Nora breakdown at this point because
again,
that girl cannot hang."
Don't show. You never show your hand. You can't show you're upset.
Oh my God! What was that? 20 minutes non-commercial like rant.
Well,
from
first,
they did like a time lapse version of it.
But did Karishma start it, though? She said,
well,
we're going to get Nora finished.
Well, we actually forgot my favorite quote of the episode, which was, it's normal. I think it's really funny. And then Janet with the gender reveal shirt. That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah, that. I cried.
You cried
that.
At that.
I cried so
know.
Hard.
You did. Jay, like, had tears. And I'm not kidding when I say that. I looked over at him at one point and I was like, what? And it wasn't even that. It was like Tommy's girlfriend came out and Jay was crying.
Like, and that got me. And then the shirt, the gender reveal shirt got me. And then Elaine's girlfriend coming out and then talking about her kid accepting her. I was like,
yeah, and congrats to Tommy for living on Long Island and finding like the only girl on Long Island doesn't look like she's from Long Island.
Yeah, I mean, she must.
I look like I'm from Long Island.
Colleen
still.
Does. And. You know, I unfortunately, I'm just attracted to people that look like them.
You
Long
are.
Island.
You thought that the girl at the bagel shop was hot and she was not.
I know. Like, I was like, something about you people, Colleen. I don't know what it is.
You people. You know, he wore the guy that came up to Johnny Fairplay, didn't he wear a black shirt?
Maybe. I don't know. But
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
A death reveal shirt.
But
that's gonna be the next fad pretty soon, you know.
Oh my God, I would rather the next fad would be gender reveal shirts versus, like, I don't know, rockets that cause people to die in California to go up on fire. I stumbled on that one.
Whoa,
but you know where I was
where
going.
You were going.
Well, someone get shot recently or something?
There's
like
a woman got hit by like shrapnel, the grandma, and she died. And
from
she was only 65.
From a rocket?
From a gender reveal, like, explosion rocket thing. Yeah, it was just, like, explode.
Really?
Literally, yes. And
yeah.
She was
my
coworker's age.
Oh, God, don't tell
age.
Jay. We'll never get through this podcast without
oh, my
crying.
God. She was my coworker's age. She was 66 or 65. And Shala was shook. She was like, oh, that is too young to die by gender reveal rocket. And I was like, I know.
Well, she just had said, too, I'm going to be a first-time grandma.
Ugh, awful.
Too soon?
Yeah. Shirt's way better way to go about it. But yeah, that I cried.
Well, because we all have to outdo each other. Everything has to be better than the other one.
It is the worst. Gender reveal things are.
I like the one where the balloon, they're trying to hit the balloon, pop the balloon, and then it goes up in the air. It just and they're trying to run for it. The guy flips over the fence. I go, just wait the 9 months. It's not that big a deal.
Anyway, we never did a gender reveal party, did we?
No.
I think we just said it.
Well, we did the streaming ultrasound for Zach, so our parents were able families were able to
live.
Watch.
Actually, I was reffing, so I got the news while I was reffing.
Oh.
And then with Alex, they told us at our 12-week appointment, which is they were like, so you know, we can't really tell right now, but that looks like a boy.
Oh, that's right. Alex is gifted. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I would have to say so.
Okay, guys, stop. Anyways, but yeah, 12 weeks, they knew. But yeah, so Alex, we were like, yeah, it's another boy.
Bad.
Cool. And then we still didn't tell anybody for like 3 months. Like the internet. Oh. All right. Anyway, yeah, so Nora was trashing Karishma. Elaine finds an idol. We didn't talk about that, did we?
She wasn't trashing Karishma at the when she's complaining. She just was.
Oh, she was. And
she was like, she said, like, no offense, Karishma, but you suck.
No.
Yeah, but it was
she
almost
was, no, she said, no, Lauren said to, or I'm sorry, Nora was upset. She was like, they're just using me. Like, I'm their Karishma. I'm their bitch.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And it's like, Karishma, I'm right here.
I know. And I felt awful for her. Like, that is just not, that's not nice. Like, I don't care. Like, that's just not, you don't treat people that way. Anyway, so yeah, Elaine finds the idol, which Nora then takes credit for. And she says she's not going to be a sheep until the end. And I'm like, goat. Like, how do you not know this?
Well, the best part was what Dean was trying to explain to her. Yeah, just vote. We all vote for this. God. Well, what about this?
Yes. Oh, my God. That was so funny. When then she had the leaves out and she was trying to figure it out.
I mean, I'll admit I tend to overthink things, but I can do simple math. Yeah, if we all vote this way.
Well,
what if they have an idol? It doesn't matter.
Well, and then Jack, we didn't talk. Yeah, I know, right? That was so funny. He was getting so frustrated, and rightfully so at that point.
You think that's why he decided to tell Tommy when they got there, saying,
maybe,
I
mean,
he was like, I can't roll.
Like, she is Fruit Loops, everybody. no, but we didn't talk about last week, Jack. Elizabeth and Nora took Karishma's bag and went through it to try to find an idol. That was also like a gross invasion of privacy.
Yeah, I said there's a couple of things I would never do. I wouldn't go through someone's stuff.
I would never go through someone's stuff.
Well, again, we all know Elizabeth is capable of pretty crappy stuff, and Nora's normal. So
she's normal. Yeah.
Well, you had Dan do the same thing. Yeah. So yeah, I wouldn't go through anybody's stuff.
But
I would follow
them.
I would do that. You know, maybe. But no, it's not, I wouldn't go through their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah.
And then she said she did. They didn't have one.
Yeah, I know. They were so convinced.
But Karishma was actually smart.
Yeah. She didn't keep it in her bag, you mean?
No, she kept it in her bra.
Yeah. Like, good for her.
What did Elaine call it? The hick pocket? Or?
Hillbilly.
Hillbilly pocket or something? I don't know. It was really funny.
It was really funny. Did I write it down? That was really funny. But anyway, whatever. Anyways, the immunity. Lauren ends up winning. Elaine kind of just dropped out of nowhere. And Janet's nasty fall.
Oh, I know.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I wrote that down.
Janet's just such a badass. You know?
I know. Like, I love her.
And when her husband said, like, I was like, yeah, she honestly is. Like, she's just, she's tough as nails. But she's also, like, she protects people, like, everything she went through. And just, like, Janet, you're the season's all-star for sure.
Yeah, Janet, she took a huge fall, but Division One last year would have done that. She'd been laying there for 6 months.
Right? And her toe was all mangled.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bad fall. I mean,
when she went down, like, it was one of those, like, when Spencer got hit in, like, the balls with the big thing, and you were like, ooh, that one's going to hurt.
Because I can tell you, when you get older, when you fall, it hurts more.
Yeah.
And she's, what, 60?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. Yeah. Still, like, again, Janet. I aspire to be you.
I want to be Janet when I grow up. You. I love her.
But stop rooting for Dan, Janet. Come on.
Well, now she's like once bitten, twice shy, right? Which is the whole...
Is the whole point.
Point.
Me too.
Yeah.
Ugh. This crap down. But yeah. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So who ends up winning? It was kind of neat
Lauren.
That Elaine could have won.
Lauren.
Could have... dramatically changed the dynamic of the vote, but Lauren ended up winning, which, you know, I think Lauren's playing a really good game. I don't want to knock her.
Yeah,
but...
Lauren came out of nowhere. Like, Missy left, and, like, Lauren's edit just picked up.
Yep.
Well, she was good in the beginning, and then we had like 3 or 4 or 5 weeks of nothing.
Dude, yes, very like under the radar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't want to, you know, spoil who my pick's gonna be, but it starts with an L and ends with an M.
Does it have a U R E in the middle?
Maybe.
Well, Dan called the four people that didn't get to go the loser group, the group of losers.
Well, to be fair, Dan also touches people when they don't want to be. Yeah. So,
but I just this guy just is he's just no filter.
Well, it's obvious that whatever position he's in is in this kind of feedback bubble or reality distortion field where no, he's like too high up for people to tell him off and tell him what they really think.
Yeah.
And he thinks that he has a completely different understanding of himself because nobody calls him on his bullshit. And this season is proof on what that does to people when there's nobody actually holding someone accountable, because in his mind, he probably thinks he's perfectly fine, but oh my God, he just comes across being inappropriate, creepy.
He's very
a-hole. What's that?
He's very arrogant, very cocky.
Super arrogant. And I hope this season will maybe knock him down a peg and give some humble pie, but you never know. It's hard to break through someone of his age. Yeah, he's been still in a position of power for that long. Yeah.
Well, and he's had no real, like you said, he's no real had consequences. No consequences, yeah. And people are like tiptoeing around him even still now. So.
On the island. It's 100%.
I don't know. Anyway. All right. So, going back to camp, apparently they have their new final four of Elaine, Karishma, Nora, and Dean. That's when this wonderful sequence of doing math happens. With the leaves, Elaine wants to go balls out and make a big move, go big or go home. I love Elaine as well.
Well, they were actually, the four of them were right.
Yeah.
I said, all four of them are on the bottom, right?
Yeah, they are.
Why not just stick together, play the idol, boom. You now have the numbers.
Proven to just kind of flip and just to try and get a little bit further, But you know, I do.
But it has worked for him, though.
It has, and I think he can honestly say that he's taken out some big players along the way with his moves. But it's kind of crazy that he's somehow managed to keep kind of weaseling his way through.
Yeah, you're totally right.
And maybe he did it on purpose to make Nora just lose it.
I don't think anybody needed
to do much to kill her.
But he did it though. Like she basically got her to like blow up in that tribal.
Guys, you know what? The only thing sadder that what was missing with Nora's temper tantrum, her kicking something over and being like, "It's my damn birthday! I don't get to go to reward on my damn birthday." Rodney.
Oh, Rodney. Hope he's doing all right.
I think he's doing okay.
He's hanging out with Tommy.
Yeah.
In the burrows.
Yeah, they're now bridge and tunneling their ways in. Oh, my God. Okay. I don't know where we were going from there, but cool.
Where do we go from
here?
Let's
just go to tribal, right?
Yeah, I think we're at tribal anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So, tribal.
Boston Rob was great during this tribal.
Yes, he was.
Boston Rob was, they were both great, but Boston Rob was like really on it.
If Jeff ever quits, I think Boston Rob should take over as host. I feel like he would do a really
good job. I think that Boston Rob and Sandra should just co-host it. Like different points, like somebody like does the Jeff role and then they create another role for somebody else. I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
I can live with that, but Boston Rob's comment at the end, all that talk just to vote out Karishma.
Yeah, I know. Because he even said, who was it that said she screwed herself? Was that Sandra?
No.
Sandra, about Nora, I thought.
Yeah, they were talking about Nora.
And it's like, oh, whatever. And then I think Boston Rob said, no, she screwed herself. Like,
yeah.
Because I think Sandra said, oh, they screwed her. It's like, no, she
screwed herself. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Then he said, no, she screwed herself. Getting emotional.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all that talk just about Karishma. But I love that Nora didn't know what extrapolate meant.
You mean Elaine?
That was Elaine.
Oh, Elaine? Yeah. Elaine didn't know? Okay.
Which I think she's maybe playing a little cutesy or whatever. Or folksy.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what that means, Jeff.
Yeah. But I just, there was so much.
That was all about. All I gotta say is stick to the plan.
There was a stick to the plan this episode. There was a stick to the plan quote, I think. It was this week or last week. I watched them both back to back, so it's tough.
Nothing will be as good as...
No, nothing is ever going to be as good as Keith. Oh, man. I'd watch him play again.
I don't know what I was all about. All I gotta say is stick to the plan.
You seen the list of the All-Stars that are coming in?
For 40? We talked about it.
Yeah, we have talked about it before.
Yeah, but I saw the complete list.
All right, well, we're not talking about whatever future season. We don't want to spoil anything. People,
you know what's going to happen season 44?
Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyways, Colleen, let's get back to the tribal here. Yes,
pretty face Dean.
And Sandra and Dean blowing things up. But at the end of the,
yeah, also Nora doesn't like Dean, which was funny.
Because she's...
Well, to be fair to Nora on this one, he's always calling her crazy.
She is crazy.
I know, but still, he is he's a weasel.
Yeah, he is a weasel.
So yeah.
He is one.
Pretty face Dean. I don't think he's that pretty. I'm just saying.
Dean's attractive.
He's all right.
Yeah, Dean's attractive. Yeah. I think Dean's attractive.
I don't think Dean's a 10.
He's not. Ken is a 10.
No.
I mean, nobody is Ken is a 10. Let's be honest here.
Say he's a Dean is a
8, 7.
A neen?
I don't even know what that means.
He's no ET.
Don't start it, okay?
Yeah. There is also notable, though, from the jury, Kelly was like, these are the dumbest moves, which is somewhat funny. Because I'm assuming Kelly was on team take Karishma to the end because she's an easy vote, an easy goat, rather. An easy sheep, sorry.
And was Elizabeth frozen? Because her face for like a minute was just...
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't notice that.
She just, if you go back and watch it, it's like she's got her mouth open. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I didn't even notice that. Tommy thanks Dean, which can't be great for Dean's game, right? Like, maybe it's good because Tommy will protect him, but you got to think that the rest of them are going to get a little bit worried that Tommy is, like, outwardly like, Dean, thank you.
Well, Dean, remember, he's big on that having that shield, but I don't know. I just don't see Dean winning unless he goes. It's Nora, Dean, and actually, I don't think he can win.
No, I don't think there's anyone left that...
No, he can be. He should have gotten rid of Tommy.
Yeah.
He should have stuck with the plan.
He should have stuck with the plan.
Jip.
Yeah. But I always like a good tribal where things are a little bit chaotic. And clearly, oh, yeah. Rob and Sander were delighted with how tribal was going. So
there's been so many weird. Yeah.
You know, it's a shame that what happened 2 weeks ago happened. Because if that didn't happen, this is a great season.
It's definitely entertaining, but these people just... The logic sometimes, I'm not understanding the logic.
Right.
I think Dan is controlling people because I don't understand why everyone was so gung-ho about getting Karishma out. She had no chance to win the game.
I know.
And maybe that was just everyone's fear. They wanted.
I mean, they were very receptive.
Is that a good strategy, taking out the goats?
I mean, from a viewer's point of view, it's nice to not have goats in there because
yes,
we get to actually watch gameplay.
Is it a good playing strategy in terms of if you don't want anybody to have goats that are taking up spots? Is that a viable gameplay strategy?
At this point, what, you got 8 people left. You got to start taking out people you can't beat. And the bottom 4 had a chance to take out Tommy or Dan.
Yep.
Or who else was there? Well, Lauren had an idol. So no, Lauren didn't have an idol. No, Lauren had immunity. Yeah. So they could have taken out those two. One of those two. You have to do it. I don't know what. I mean, I know Nora can't. You can't work with Nora because she's all over the place. But I still, the 3 people should have still worked together and got one of those people out. I don't get it. It made no sense to me whatsoever. I'm like going, because Dan says we don't want to keep someone around that could be the goat, because we're all going to start thinking that way, because he's worried that people are going to break off before he's ready. He's worried that people are going to leave the break the alliance before he's ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to playing Survivor, buddy.
Yeah, but it's working for him because they're listening to him.
Yeah, it's incredible to see how much power Dan is having over everybody here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a shame, but it worked.
Yeah.
Because they went after Karishma. I did want to say that Karishma got a nice reception back at the Ponderosa.
Oh, nice. That's good.
That's good.
That makes me. It was nice to see that they. I think they realized that she just wasn't her. It wasn't her bag.
She put up a good fight the last couple of weeks, though.
Yeah, but she could have done better.
She could have. She could have taken out somebody that Elizabeth was a lame duck at that point. She could have taken out Lauren or somebody else last week that would have, shifted the power dynamics a bit.
Yeah, Lauren played her idol, remember?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Tommy. That's what I meant.
I don't know why Tommy's... I can't believe Tommy's still there, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I think
But he's not that great in the challenges.
Right, so it helps him fly under the radar more.
The women are winning the challenges.
Yep. Yeah, it's true.
So.
That is true.
Well,
but,
I think... what's his name?
Aaron?
No, Joey Amazing is kind of shown that if you're a challenge beast, there's just going to be a target on your back.
That's very true.
But at this point, I think you need to win the challenge. If you can win the challenges, you got to win the challenges.
To me, the only one you really need to win is that last one where you don't want the game taken out of your hands. So if you can be really good, but not kind of still fly under the radar and then win that last challenge when you really need to win it.
Yeah. It's like the family reward. It's funny how they because I've always said you should throw the family reward challenge. You do not want to win that.
Agreed.
But you think pairing them up, is this first time they ever paired up the survivor?
They've done it before. They've done pairs before.
Because that would probably prevent, because we forgot to mention Dan dragging Nora.
Oh, yeah, that was actually.
Nora's trying to swim. No, Nora fell and Dan just kept pulling her. He didn't let her get back up.
What's a good point?
I know we pick on Nora a lot, but on that one, that's Dan. She fell. And instead of letting her get back up, he's pulling her. So she's just trying to swim.
Now, you know, if that was Cochran, he'd be like, Dan, literally dragging Cochran along. All right.
Anyway.
Moving on. I don't know. It was a good episode, though. We have 2 weeks left, correct?
2 weeks left.
2 weeks left.
All right.
All right. Well, that is what we thought about this episode. Now it's time to hear what you all thought about it for some listener feedback. But before we get into that, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Listener feedback.
All right. It's listener feedback time. Colleen, what do we got?
All right. So we have a couple of emails. The first one is from Mandy.
Mandy.
And this is actually about last week's episode. She says, Karishma is the most back and forth person ever. One week I hate her. The next week I like her. Next she can't win. Last week she's going to win it all. Now I just want her to be quiet. did Lauren play Island of the Idols the best? She got the people she needed to sit out to eat. She nailed who would do the best and convinced them to play. The only thing I can see that she did wrong was telling Tommy, never tell someone that you have or can get an idol. I don't even think that was wrong, because, I mean, as we've seen.
No, I think that they're tight.
Yeah,
and I was bashing Karishma for doing the challenge and not eating. But then I started thinking, what was she? Maybe she was gambling that no one else would do the challenge.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I mean, because the way everyone was talking, because it made no sense for Karishma to do that. She wasn't going to win it. So it made no sense for her to do the challenge. But what if she would have been the only one to say, you know, I'll do the challenge? But yeah, I thought Lauren did a great job coming back and was very convincing.
Yeah, she was convincing. Like we talked about before, her Island of the Idol segment was just delightful.
Yeah. So. I can't believe not one person, though, has said that Boston Robin and Sandra are over there.
Right. Well, I'm assuming at this point, literally everyone has to know, right? Because there's no way that Lauren didn't tell Tommy. And is Tommy the only one left that's... Oh, no, Dan hasn't been there.
Yeah, but you think it would have come out. But
right,
maybe they're not showing it to us.
Right. You would think that at this point, Lauren might have even, you know, been... Because who? Nora's been there. Elizabeth had been there. Karishma hadn't been there because we saw her have a
She got upset.
Yeah, she got really upset that she didn't get to go. But there's people out there that have been there. So at this point, you have to guess that everyone knows, like, I got a choice was code for Rob and Sandra made me, you know, choose something.
But I was shocked that Lauren volunteered to go there.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I could see that. Maybe at this point, I don't know, it's gotten out. I don't know. But anyway, continuing. Is Indy racing the worst analogy ever? Wait, never mind how quickly I forget about pilots and passengers. I forget that. how is Elizabeth hair so curly and perfect? Her hair is always good.
Naturally curly hair. She's from Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Do I need to send my kid to Fiji to make her hair look that good? Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for entertaining me during Black Friday shopping, Mandy. Oops, we did not do that. Sorry, Mandy. The next email is from Victoria. Hey, guys. First off, happy Thanksgiving. I was a little perplexed at the beginning of the episode because CBS did a preview that I hadn't seen before. They did do a preview. I noticed that, too. I was very confused when they came in last week. Would I be wrong to say that this group looks like they've been on the island for the last 6 months? Krishma is forever upset that someone beat her to an advantage. It's kind of a joke now on Twitter. I love how Lauren went and hugged Sandra first because I would have done the same thing. She did. She was like, Sandra, you're the reason I play this game.
And then she goes, and you.
I played because of you, too. Yeah. The Idol Island challenge was predictable. I said Nora and Elizabeth as soon as they asked, and I'm not even on the island. But it was good to see them all playing the game and convincing people to eat. Weirdly enough, I didn't have any reaction when Jeff exposed the food, too. I must have missed the reason why. Oh, that was funny when Jeff was like, you stole my thunder. I must have missed the reason why Karishma didn't eat. I heard what she said, but it just didn't make sense to me. It made sense to me. To be honest, nothing she did today made sense to me except the idol play, which made the show interesting. Tribal was boring, and sometimes it's a good thing because when someone stirs out of an idol, it gets very interesting. I was hoping for more time with Janet before the tribal. I want her to win so badly. Me too. I really don't have an attachment to any of these people other than Elaine and Janet. Weirdly enough, I'm starting to like Nora's yogi tail now. She really calmed it down until I see the preview for next week. Oh, yes. When I was looking at the jury, I thought to myself, if Jamal wishes, he could have taken Nora out earlier. He could have taken Nora out earlier.
He could have.
Especially seeing her win her second immunity. Side note, the whole legacy advantage could have been left on the cutting board because it was worthless. I started laughing when Lauren played her idol because she was bold for no reason. I know she was worried that they thought she had an idol after returning from the Island of the Idols, but her face was such booty when she saw that, I don't know, was such booty when she thought no one was coming for her. Okay, I'm old.
Booty!
Again, happy Thanksgiving. So, yeah, Jay, forgot. Last week, Dean created a second advantage that mimicked the fake one Jamal gave him because he wanted to play it at 9 so people would think that he played the idol, the advantage, but now he's got the advantage, the real fake advantage to play at 6.
Because he thinks it's real.
Yeah.
And give kudos to Jamal because Jamal had a great poker face. When Dean played it, he didn't smile.
He didn't say anything. Oh, I know. No. Oh, I noticed that too. I was like, oh man, if only I can't wait for him to try to play that for real at 6 and Jamal to like laugh in his face.
Yeah. I go, so he's making a fake idol of a fake idol or fake advantage on a fake advantage.
Yeah, pretty much.
I go, why would you think that is real?
Yeah. All right. Getting to this week's feedback, Victoria says, what a hilarious tribal. Wow, this was very entertaining and I enjoyed every bit of it. The downfall of Nora was swift and fast. I was impressed with Tommy, who confronted Nora with no issues. I don't even remember the episode because I'm still on emotional high from the chaos. Side note, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Thank you again, Victoria. I had a great Thanksgiving.
I did too. I had a great turkey. My turkey was good.
That was your best turkey I think you ever made.
Well, next time I'm going to, because Steven said inject it with bacon grease.
Yes.
I'm going to put bacon on top, but I'm also going to cook some bacon and then inject it with bacon grease.
cool.
I might just make one in a couple weeks just to do it because I'm craving it.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't want to say it's because you had a new person carving the turkey this year that really made it, but, you know.
Well, you carved it last year.
Did I carve it last year?
Yeah.
I feel like you've carved it at least for the last few years.
No one trusts Shaky with a knife, so they...
Well, either way, it's a very good turkey.
Well, you said it, not me. All right. Finally, we have one more email from Mandy from this week's episode. She says, I was very distracted this episode, so the only feedback that I have is all cap lock. Congratulations, Jay!
Celebrate.
I said Jay is finally happy doing an episode of Survivor because
Yeah, you notice how chatty he's been tonight?
You know, it's did you cry? Release on life, you know? Didn't cry, believe it or not.
I go, Jay's getting his wish. Come on, man.
It's a Christmas miracle. Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for your listener feedback. And now it is time to tally the votes. Let's see how things
shook out. I had Krishna going home.
Did you?
I don't know.
No, you didn't.
We didn't pick.
Well, we didn't pick. Last week,
that's right.
Oh, last week, Jack, you said Elizabeth, so you get a point.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, and let's see pre-merge picks. Let's see who had Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I said pre-merge. I'm sorry, Jack, you said pre-merge. I said merge, so I get a point there. Colleen, you said final three, so no point for you.
Bump, bump, bump.
Whoa. All right, and then let's pick who we think's going home.
Well, what do we have? Karishma? Do we have her going to?
Nobody.
You had her final.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. You're right. Karishma, I probably did it. No, I don't think I don't think I put her final three.
No, you did. You did winner's pick after the first episode. Pick.
Yeah. So let's see. Karishma.
I'm assuming you had merge then, at least.
I think I did have her merge. No, I said pre-merge, 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 so nobody gets a point.
Everything so you had her as your winner's pick, but you had her pre-merge.
There's just something I liked. But the thing is, Karishma was mentioned the most times as a pick to go home. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times she was a pick to go home on our tally game.
Aww.
But because when she finally went home...
Be fair to us, who did they talk about every week?
When she finally went home, nobody... nobody had her picked.
Well, we didn't do it. We didn't record it.
I know. It's a tragedy. It's a Greek tragedy. All right. Who's going home next week? Remember, this does have to be who is voted out in the tribal council. And I'm going to say... I think Nora goes home.
Really?
Yeah. Colleen, what do you think?
I'm trying to think of who's left. I don't think Nora goes home. Because why would they go through all of this just to send Karishma home and not Nora home?
Well, they even mentioned in the tribal, like, we'll get her today and then we'll get Nora next week.
I think Dean goes home. No. Yeah. I don't know.
Dean?
I think it's going to be Dean or Dan. I think it's going to be a dude because I think the women are... getting strong enough edits from that perspective that they're going to be around for a while. So I think it's going to be one of the D's.
So Dean. All right.
Dean or Dan?
Jack, your pick.
Well, I think the two strongest challenge, the winning challenges are Elaine and Nora. So one of them is going to win immunity. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with, I think Tommy goes home. I think they finally wake up and vote Tommy out.
Okay, so now it's...
Oh, that's true. I forgot all about Tommy. I said Dean or Dan. Yeah, so Dean or Dan or Tommy. I think it's going to be a dude next week for sure. I'm feeling
it. Let's look at our winner's picks. Jack has Lauren, who's looking really strong right now, especially with the edit. Colleen, you have Elaine, and I have Karishma, who has been voted out. So now's my chance to pick again. But Jack has Lauren, so I can't win if Lauren wins.
Yeah, when you were talking about that, I said, go ahead, pick Lauren. Doesn't scare me.
So I'm going to say...
I was really hot because I had that bet with Nora. I was like, yeah, she's playing really... And then after that meltdown, I go, Thanks, Nora.
Yeah, right.
So.
Just had to go another 7 days. That's it. 7 more days, Nora.
Gosh, who should I pick, Colleen?
Dean, Dan, or Tommy. It's going to be a dude.
Dean's not going to win.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not to get kicked off to pick. I mean,
who's going to win? Who's left? We got...
Lauren's a good choice, but I think Lauren's going to have a flame that's going to burn brightly and die out because we didn't see a whole lot of her the whole time.
I would go... You're only... Because Colleen has Elaine. I have Lauren. You have to go with probably Tommy.
Or Tommy.
Because Dean's not going to win. I don't see Dan or Janet.
I don't see Dean winning. With Janet, fan favorite.
If she gets the final three, she probably wins.
She's the most likable left, but that means she's got to get to final three.
There's no way they'll. There's no
I wouldn't go Elaine. I wouldn't. We can't.
You have Elaine, Colleen. I have Jack Elaine. Has Lauren, so I can't.
But
win.
I don't think Elaine's gonna win at this point. I don't even think. I don't think Janet's gonna make it to the final three. They can't let her. She's a huge threat.
Yeah,
and I don't see Elaine making it because Elaine's popular too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least Elaine is definitely not going home at least next week because she's got an idol and everyone knows it.
No, she played the idol.
Remember?
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of us are watching the
episode. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. I'm very confused. She did play it.
She did.
She didn't have to, but she played it.
I'm thinking of Lauren playing it last week. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, there'll be an idol in play next week, too, so she'll probably find it again.
I'm gonna say Janet. Boom. Done. What?
We said that 25 minutes ago. Pick Janet. I don't know.
Because we love her.
No, I'm saying you should pick Janet.
Anyways.
I think Janet has a great chance to win it.
So now all
only problem with Janet, she's not winning the challenges, so that's gonna hurt her.
Janet, the most I can get is 5 tally points. Colleen and Jack still have a chance for 15.
No, I'm not going to get
the
15.
Tally points as it stands now. Jack is in last place with 5 tally points. Colleen is in first with 6, and I am tied for first with 6 tally points.
I'm only one behind.
Only one behind.
I shouldn't have made that bet. I'm going to lose 3 up with Nora.
Yep.
Nora.
That could. Well, no. If you get 15 for Lauren, I mean, you're still gonna be.
Yeah. I think anyone who wins, if Colleen and I win the.
If Elaine or Lauren wins, you or Colleen wins the game because we're pretty much tied up with our points.
I don't know if Elaine is winning. Lauren might have Lauren might have a chance, but I don't think Lauren has a chance because I think.
Well, she's on the top of the food chain right now, though.
Yeah.
It's 4 versus 3 because they were stupid, didn't stick with the plan.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait to see. All right. That is going to wrap it up for this week's episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Also send an email to
survivorjjc@gmail.com.
Join us on our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. We want to thank the people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Find a full list of all of our patrons over at jayandjack.com. You can also find a button there to click the link to become a patron. Whether you give $1 or more a month, every penny contributed helps make these shows possible. If you'd also like to help the show, give us a review. Go to jayandjack.com/iTunes. Go to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen and give us a 5-star review. That helps.
Yes!
It's been a while, people.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Because I go in there like once every 3 months and I go, it's been like a year.
Yeah, so give us some love. If you enjoy the show, give us some love. That'd be nice.
Even if you don't, would it kill you?
It's the holiday season.
Yeah, it's a time of giving.
Yeah.
Also, it is the holiday season. It means it's gift-getting season. Another way you can help out the show is by using our Amazon affiliate link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. Everything that you purchase, small parts of those purchases goes to the Jay and Jack production fold. So use the link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. It'll look like your normal Amazon. And, it'll help out the podcast network. All right, that'll do it for this week. We'll see you all next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out. Bye-bye.
Great show, kids. 1 in a million.
You can't steal Matt's thing.
Matt didn't copyright it. Sorry.